Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking for the world of MMA. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title for better than 31 years. And straight up today, we're talking the return of Dominic Cruz. That's right, the most awesome bantamweight probably in UFC history, folks. A hell of a champion. Of course, what'd he tear? 1, 2, 3 ASL. I mean, he tore his knees up, but straight up, supposed to be healthy. Going to take on TJ Dillashaw in 2016. We'll talk about that in depth. Of course, the big super fight still set for December. Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor doing some publicity stunts this week, sparring with some people on the internet. But straight up, Conor McGregor has got his hands full. He really does. I mean, Jose Aldo, although a smaller guy physically, he's like untouchable. He's never been beat at 145. He's undefeated. But, you know, Conor McGregor has lost a few times. So straight up, although a lot of people think that Conor McGregor is going to walk in and just gangster slap Jose Aldo, I ain't one of them. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have two options to get a contact to us. Toll-free phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the Sports Byline Skype line, the address, Sports Byline, and the number 2. Tower of Power takes us to the break on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and for the troops out there, AFN Radio.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 26 seconds of round number 5. Declaring the winner by TKO, and now the new undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world.
Greatest performance I've ever seen in boxing. What does that mean to you when you hear the new bantamweight champion of the world, TJ Dillashaw? What is going through your mind right now?
Oh, man, I've dreamed it for so long, and it's unbelievable, man. It's the greatest feeling in the world, and all you have to do is believe, baby. Believe you're the best in the world, and you'll get here. I've been looking up to the guy. I felt respect to getting in the cage against him, you know. He's the best in the world, and that's what brought it out of me. You know, it's what brought the best out of me is because I knew I was fighting the best. I had to bring my A game to be the champion of the world. And it happened, baby. Calvers County, Angels Camp, Sacramento. I love you guys.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
No walk in the park to TJ Dillashaw. Of course, the reigning world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. Originally out of Sacramento, of course, he was hanging with Team Alpha Male up there. If you watch TV, of course, there's been a lot of these Team Alpha Male specials on cable and talking about Uriah Faber. And, of course, he's the guy, the captain of the team up there, the guy that put that together when MMA was basically illegally put together a gym, a combat sports gym, a mixed martial arts gym in Sacramento, California. Anyway, the bottom line is a TJ Dillashaw, part of that team, Team Alpha Male, but he left. He left for some money because he said, according to TJ, the Team Elevation in Colorado is going to give him some money just to train in that gym. So he's going to get paid to train in that gym. I think you should make your money, you know, like fighting, but not training. Anyway, TJ Dillashaw going to take on Dominic Cruz. That's going to go down. But, you know, Dominic's 20-1, lost one fight by submission, but he hasn't fought in a long time. It's been like, he said, like two or three ACLs. I mean, a lot of surgery. He is damaged goods, per se. So, you know, what he can do as an athlete, we really don't know. But he had that one comeback fight there, and he looked marvelous. So, you know, is he still got it? Is he still there? I don't know. He was one of the most talented fighters in the entire world. I mean, as far as MMA is concerned, Dominic Cruz, a world bantamweight champion, just looking so smooth, man. And I don't know. TJ Dillashaw, relatively inexperienced compared to the former champion. Of course, he's a reigning champion now. He said 14 fights. He's 12-2. 6 wins by knockout, 3 by submission, 3 by decision. His 2 losses, 1 was by knockout, 1 was decision. You know, I don't know. You got to go with Cruz here. Whether he's damaged goods or not, I think it's still, until he gets beat, I'm going to go with Cruz. Even though he's been off a long time, had that one fight coming back, I'm going to go with that one fight. Because much like Jose Aldo, he's one of those guys I think that you can bet, like Floyd Mayweather in boxing. If you're a betting guy, you bet on these guys until they lose. That's like the 49ers back in the day when they were kicking butt and winning those Super Bowls. We just bet them to win. Like, bet them like 16 games to win. So, yeah, they win 12 games, 13 games, cover the spread 90% of the time. You made your money, okay? The bottom line is here, I think that Cruz is going to be a slight, like 6-5, 7-5 favorite entering this fight. You know, the big question mark with him, he's been off a long time, and can he really make the weight and be strong? Because Dillashaw is 29 years old. He's making the weight. He looks good at the weight. He's come back. He's combined boxing. That's what a lot of these guys have done. You know, they've evolved as fighters. And the reason why they've evolved as fighters, Dillashaw, Uriah Faber, is that, you know, Chris Weidman, the current world middleweight champion, unbeaten now, the man that beat Anderson Silva not once but twice. You know, these guys have all taken to boxing. I mean, that's how about Ronda Rousey? They've all taken to boxing. That's why their striking's improved. These guys are stand up boxers more now, and they know how to stand up and do their up game. If you can fight up, you can fight standing up, and you're a wrestler. All right, you know, you've got two advantages. You can fight on the ground. You can fight standing up. But some guys were one dimensional, much like Hoist Gracie, the former UFC champion, the iconic fighter, of course, that started things with the UFC back in, I believe, 1993. He won UFC 1, submitting everybody when he was wearing a karate gi. You know, he couldn't lick a stamp today in the world of mixed martial arts. He's just too one-dimensional. I mean, he just couldn't. I mean, I remember when Matt Hughes broke his arm. That was one of the most ugly things I ever saw in the world of MMA at one of the UFC events down there in L.A., I think, at the Staples Center. Just Matt Hughes got him in a come-out-of-retirement fight, just broke his arm, just broke. And you know what? Gracie wouldn't give up. That was amazing. Just wouldn't give up. I've seen a couple of guys that won't do that. I remember Ken Shamrock locked that Don Fry. Ken Shamrock locked that ankle lock around Don Fry, it caused three stress fractures in Don Fry's leg, in his calf, and he wouldn't give up. That's right. This guy is wrapping your ankle, trying to break your ankle off. He's got your leg broken in three spots, and you won't give up. Well, some of these guys just don't give up. There's no give up in them. TJ Dillashaw and Dominick Cruz going for the man. They're going for all the marbles. That's it. And, of course, Uriah Faber, I guess, would fight the winner because Uriah Faber was supposed to fight Cruz again, and something happened. Remember, Cruz got hurt, but Cruz is coming back January 17th. Against TJ Dillashaw. That's UFC Fight Night 81. And I guess that's going to be on Fox Sports 1. So I guess they're trying to bring some quality back to Fox Sports 1 because a lot of the shows that they've shown on Fox Sports 1 have not been upper echelon shows. You know, the UFC having cut a lot of guys of late and, you know, released people. And, of course, they're thinning out their roster, thinning out the herd, per se. And, of course, they're about to engulf on a journey they've never been on before. I'm talking about a legal journey. They're being litigated. They're being sued. And this is important. I mean, this is a milestone lawsuit as far as the world of mixed martial arts are concerned and whether guys should be paid what they should be paid. And if you have the right as an employer to tell a guy he can't wear something into a ring or into a cage to fight. I mean, because, you know, the guys were making money on the advertising. They were. They were all making money on it. Every fighter was making money on it. Even if you were getting in there and getting whooped on, you made some money in advertising. Didn't make much in the purse. Like Nate Quarry said, he made like $4,000 or $5,000, maybe $10,000 in a purse one time and got $40,000 in sponsorship money for the money on his trunks. Okay, hey, wait. Brendan Schaub, middle-of-the-road heavyweight. Okay, not going to beat anybody. He's not going to become heavyweight champ anytime soon. But he was making $100,000 on his fights, on the advertising, on his trunks, on the backs of his corner men, this kind of stuff. Now he's down to like $5,000 or $10,000. So he's taking a leave from the UFC. He's going to wait this lawsuit out. Of course, the lawsuit filed originally in California has been transferred to Las Vegas. And Zuffa Sports, that is the parent company that runs the UFC, the one that bought the Strikeforce people, the one that bought Pride, the one that brought the World Extreme Cage Fighting, the company that essentially created a monopoly within itself. They run things down there in Vegas, but they're going to have this judge and this jury. The judge devoted against, sided against the defendants in this case. I'm talking about Zuffa Sports, Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta, the government in Dubai. Government of Dubai owns 13% of the UFC. Dana White owns 10%. Of course, he's the face of the UFC. And Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the guys own the Palace and Station casinos in Las Vegas. They own the remaining portions. They are like the godfathers. But Dana does all the speaking for him. Dana is all the talking, you know. And as late, I guess Dana White is sort of wearing thin on people because nobody wants to hear these four-letter blah, blah, blah. It gets old. I mean, every once in a while, a four-letter word is sort of cool when there's a spot for it, okay? And there are spots for it. But Dana, you know, every other word, got to prove he's a tough guy. He's not a tough guy in my mind. He's just Dana White, a guy that Whitey Bulger chased out of Boston. That's right. Remember Whitey Bulger? The guy that did that movie on, it was something about Dead Heat or something like that, a couple of months ago, that Whitey Bulger, of course, the godfather, the gangster from Boston, that was captured in Southern California after like 15 years in a run or something like that. Anyway, he threatened Dana White. Dana was running a amateur boxing program, I think, back in one of the hoods in Boston. And Whitey said his boys over and said, you know, we want $2,500 protection money a month from you. And Dana said, I couldn't give you $250 or let $25. I don't have it. So instead of giving up the money, Whitey Bulger ran Dana White out of town. Dana White went to Vegas. Dana White hooked up with the Fertittas. And now we have the UFC, a billion-dollar entity in itself, a billion-dollar entity. Of course, originally it lost $34 million. Then it turned the corner, and now it's worth over $1 billion. They control the major world of mixed martial arts. But we'll talk about some of the other companies in my next segment. Talk about World Series of Fighting and Bellator. Before we go with the guests at 40 minutes past the hour, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line, digital, Sports Byline, and the number 2. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and for the troops out there, AFN.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Jardine, man, he just stalked it.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him? That's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt! He's
hurt! It's all over!
Wow.
Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine!
Wow! And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
When the unsung heroes in the world of mixed martial arts is the undefeated Ben Askren. I think he's like 14-0 with a no contest. Of course, he's a former NCAA wrestling champion, as is his rival, Johnny Hendricks, a former UFC welterweight champion. Of course, Askren currently the one O-N-E championship, 170-pound welterweight champion. He's fighting in Asia, but I think he's the real deal. He looks like a geek. He looks like a computer geek, okay? But his skills are incredible. Probably the best wrestling base, even better than Johnny Hendricks. He really is that good. Of course, may be up there with Chris Weidman. Weidman's got an excellent base. Of course, Weidman's going to go with Luke Rockhold. Man, that's going to be one hell of a fight. Of course, that's going to go down underneath Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor in December. We'll talk about that with Dave Meltzer, the most prolific man as far as writers concerned in the world of mixed martial arts, combat sports. He'll be up with me in about 10 minutes right here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines, you'd like to join me and Dave, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But Askren, he was with Bellator for a minute. Then he left and he said he's making more money across the pond than he would be making with the UFC. You got to give him props for that. You have to give him props that he's willing to step away from the big arena. Listen, this big arena, the lights, a lot of times they're the lure. They lure you in, okay? And you end up fighting for, you know, small amounts of money. And he'd be making like 25, 30 grand. He's making over 150 grand for these fights over in Asia. More power to him. He's making money. And that's what these guys got to do. You people say to me, oh, you're greedy, Pedro. All you want the fighters to do is make money, because the window of opportunity in the world of combat sports, it doesn't stay open very long. It doesn't. Sometimes it's open for just a minute, and you've got to get what you can in that 1 minute, because if you don't seize what you can in that 1 minute, you end up being punch drunk and screwy and walking around selling pencils in about 10 or 15 years from now. And, you know, we really haven't seen that fallout yet from the world of MMA. We haven't. We've got the stats. The stats say that MMA fighters in a five-year period in Nevada got 2.1% of the MMA fighters involved in fights received concussions. That means brain bleeds. That means you were short-circuited neurologically and your brain had a little bleed on it. It got bumped up the side against the inside of your head. That's a good way to put it, okay? You get repetitive concussions like that, you end up punch drunk. I mean, that's just the way it is, and this is not cool. That's why I'm all in favor of these referees want to stop these fights quick. People say, oh, Pedro, you let them stop the fight. No, they never stop a fight too quick. A fight is rarely stopped too quick. On rare occasions, you'll see something stopped way egregiously early, okay? But it doesn't happen for the most part. A lot of these officials, for the most part, they're pros, and you got to give them their props. And, of course, I was speaking of props, I see that retired boxing referee Pat Russell, who I saw in Florida this week, he, of course, from California, he retired, and they gave him a big going-away process. He's been refereeing, of course, for a long, long time. I want to give him some props. But back to this, Ben Askren, Johnny Hendricks, he would probably come over and be willing to sign that one fight deal with the UFC. But see, the UFC doesn't want him to sign a one fight deal. The UFC wants Askren to sign. But why would Askren sign with the UFC for small change? We can make like three, four, five times what they're making with the UFC over across the pond. Plus, he gets to wear his own sponsors. So he gets to make his money off his trunks. He gets to make money off his body. Why shouldn't he be able to? Why does Dana White think that he is like, he's God? He's God, he's Allah, he's everybody put together. I mean, good Lord, man. You can't wear trunks with your sponsors on them because, you know, we don't want them. And then you got to go with the Reebok deals. I said Brendan Schaub going from 100 grand down to 10 grand. Come on, what kind of crap is that? You and I know that this is a free market world. You've got to make what you can while, as I said, the window's open. Guess what? These fighters will be denied. That's why I think that lawsuit against the UFC is looking so good. I think it's looking good. People say to me, oh, Pedro, you know what you're talking about. But I think the basis, the basic facts are there, that the UFC is denying these guys certain opportunities, including taking their sponsorship money via the trunks. Guess what? World Series of Fighting is coming back Friday, November 20th from the Commercia Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. Pretty good fight card. They're going to have an eight-man tournament. I like these eight-man tournaments, folks. In other words, they had guys just fighting each other. Islam Mamadov is going to take on, oh, God, these names are terrible, George Pitino and Brian Cobb's taking on Mike Ricky, Brian Foster and Joe Zeffirino, and Luis Palomino, we saw a couple of weeks ago, lose on the World Series of Fighting, taking on Rich Pachishnok. So pretty good fight card. Of course, an eight-fight tournament. Eight-man tournament, I mean four fights, and if they fight all the way to the end on one night, man, that's the most exciting stuff you could ever, ever watch, isn't it? I mean, if they can reduce these fights and get them down to a couple minutes less, Dave Meltzer knows the exact specifics in this tournament. But if it's one of those tournaments where they're fighting each other and the winner's going to end up at the end of the night, that's really cool. That's what I miss in the world of MMA. In fact, what I really miss in MMA, and I think that Pride's going to bring this back, or the Pride Imitation is coming back, of course, in the co-promotion with Bellator MMA and Scott Coker, their CEO. That's going down on New Year's Eve, January 1st, December 31st. That'll be in Tokyo, Japan, the Tokyo Dome. And on top will be Fedor Emelianenko coming back and, of course, fighting in Pride or in what used to be something like Pride for the first time in a long time. Of course, Pride is owned. The Pride Films, the Pride Library, the Pride Label is owned by the UFC. They own that. They own the World Series of the World Cage Fighting. I mean, they've got all Strikeforce. They bought all the different they bought all the brands up. There are no brands left. That's why it's so important that the World Series of Fighting, of course, coming up with their 25th event Friday, November 20th, and NBC Sports Network. That's why this has got to be important. That's why this is important. The Bellator cards are important. But, you know, I think they've got to get going a little bit more regular. I mean, I know that the UFC's having problems. They say they had too many fighters here. They had to cut people back and this and that. But if maybe there isn't room out there for two promotions, two other promotions outside of the UFC, maybe Bellator and WSF should maybe combine. Because if they combine, you know, they could put their fighters together and really, really do something, per se. And is it time to get rid of the cage? I'll talk about that with Dave Meltzer when he comes on in a few minutes. But is it time to just dump the cage? I mean, it's bad on the eyes. If you've ever been to an MMA event with a cage involved, your eyes have hurt. They just hurt. And if you look through this wire mesh for 2 or 3 hours straight and you're concentrating, and your eyes are being stopped by the wire mesh, but you're trying to see beyond the wire mesh, okay? And that's where it messes with your eyes. A lot of people go home with eyeballs hurting, and that's why I think the UFC should either get rid of the ring or get rid of the cage and go back to a ring and just have a three or four rope ring, a boxing ring, or better than that, if you want to keep it in the cage, which I'm against. I really don't think the cage is that cool because it's not fan-friendly. But if you want to make the cage more fan-friendly, make it out of an acrylic plastic. Maybe get out of something you can see right through. I mean, because this idea of having to squint your eyes, look back and forth, I mean, you pay $2,000 for a seat. You don't want to be doing that sitting next to the cage. Just don't want to be doing it. Speaking of $2,000 a seat, Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm going for big money. Big money down in the down in Australia. I mean, down under, somebody told me that a ringside seat's going for $5,000. A ringside seat, first five rows, somebody told me it was in the paper down there in Australia or online. Their form of Craigslist or something like that. Starting price was $5,000. Not a pair, each. $5,000 each. That's right. Ronda Rousey bringing her act down, of course, November. That's going to rock. That's really going to rock. But she's in a fight she's supposed to win real easy. Holly Holm, not considered that great of a striker, even though she has all this boxing ability. Ronda's probably the better striker. Ronda has better jiu-jitsu skills. Ronda has better judo skills. Ronda's more tenacious. Ronda's more hungry. Ronda's more of an animal. Ronda's a bomb waiting to go off. Tick, tick, tick. She's just a bomb waiting to go off, whether she was male, whether she was female. She's one of those special people that come along once in a generation. Once in a generation if you're lucky. She reminds me of the female version of Roberto Duran, trying to learn to fight every which way she could, being a savage when she could. I mean, she's got it. Mike Tyson says she's the closest thing to Mike Tyson he's ever seen since Mike retired, since he retired. She's the closest thing to me. And I think she's got to get some props there. And not only can she, like, go out there and fight and bring her fighting level to a level that nobody's ever seen in the female world of MMA before, she can also talk the game. I mean, who does a better stand-up than her? Nobody. Nobody right now in UFC does a better stand-up than her. She is the most predominant athlete in the UFC right now. 3 years ago when I said that, all of you guys laughed at me. You really did. You said, Pedro, she's a chick. What does she do, smile at you, wink at you or something like that? And you liked her? Come on, man. You could just see it. You can see it. If you look back at the films of Cassius Clay coming out of the amateurs, Muhammad Ali coming out of the amateurs, you knew something was special there. If you're a pro wrestling fan, you knew that Ric Flair was the guy that used stand-ups. They're special stand-ups. Mike Tyson didn't have to do stand-ups. His ferocity was his stand-up, okay? Some guys can do it. Some guys can't. Chael Sonnen does a pretty good stand-up. Not the greatest stand-up in the world, but a pretty good stand-up. Josh Barnett, former UFC heavyweight champion, he does a great stand-up. But he can't touch, none of them can touch Ronda Rousey. She's just that good. She really is. When she said on the show that Chris Cyborg Santos could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs, I mean, you ever heard that come out of a girl's mouth before? I don't think so. She's unpredictable, but she's the real deal. And she's unbeaten. She's probably going to stay unbeaten for a long, long time. You think I'm kidding? Who's on the horizon that could beat Ronda Rousey? Maybe a male, maybe a guy. And I don't know too many guys that she get in there with, because I know that when she works with the guys down there in Glendale, California, she's throwing guys around and beating their butts. And she boxes with men. She is the real deal, folks. That's right. Pound for pound, the king of MMA is a chick. Live with it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line is happening as well. Sports Byline and the number two. Next up, the king of MMA. When it comes to the riding and the pioneers when it comes to riding, folks, one of the most prolific guys in the world of mixed martial arts and combat sports, Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer, next on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world, and I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two, and I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
check it 40, make it 41 minutes past hour. We are blessed to be joined with the genius folks of MMA. I'm talking about Mr. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Live radio show. He designed that, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He's like the most prolific writer in the history of mixed martial arts. No question about that. Bringing it back. When'd you start the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave?
1982.
82, like we were both 4 years old at the time. I got to ask you this, and you're the only one who can answer this.
Because the first time I started writing a wrestling newsletter was 1971.
Yikes, wow, back in the days of Roy Shire. NWA Wrestling on film on TV. Have you watched this at all?
NWA Wrestling on Dumont TV?
On Philmont TV. FILMONTV. Have you seen that?
Oh, Philmont TV. No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, evidently they've got some regular NWA cars, and I thought if anybody knew about this, the genius would know about this, so you can research this next time we talk, okay?
Okay, okay. All
right. What's happening in the world of mixed martial arts right now, genius?
Well, you know, we had a week off for once, which was cool. You know, there's two big shows. There's the November 14th show with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm, and then there's the December 12th show, which is really a loaded show. It's actually the best show of the year. The top three are Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo for the featherweight title, Chris Weidman and Luke Rockhold for the middleweight title, which is a really big.
Yikes.
To me, it's a really big fight because it's two, you know, really excellent fighters going against each other, and then
for the first time,
Yoel Romero and Jacare Souza are fighting for the next middleweight title shot.
Because you know, let's be honest, Chris Weidman is a real deal, but this is the first fight in which we thought that Chris Weidman will be challenged, right? I mean, this is a challenge for him.
Well, you know, I mean, we thought Anderson Silva was going to be a challenge, and he beat him twice.
Mm. I did that. Time out. I was the guy that thought he was going to beat Anderson Silva. Remember that one?
I thought he had a good chance in both fights to win. The first fight, I think I picked him. The second fight, because of the first fight, I was a lot less sure. But even though he won the first one, but since then, I mean, as far as you know, Weidman has fought Machida, which was a great fight.
Mm-hmm.
But Rockhold, you know, destroyed Machida much easier than Weidman beat him. So this is a real challenge. I mean, just physically, you know, Luke is taller. Luke has much better kicks. I think Weidman's got better boxing. The wrestling edge goes to Weidman, but Rockhold is real confident in his wrestling. And I think on the ground, they both claim the submission edge, and then we'll find out who has the submission edge. They're both really great on submission. So it's two. I mean, I think this is actually one of the most interesting fights of the year as far as real high quality guys. It could be a fight of the year.
I think you're right. And you know what? You know what's great about that fight is you really couldn't sit there and say, well, I like this guy heavily or I like this guy big, because you can't like one guy big in that fight. Just like I think in the Aldo McGregor fight, you really can't go overboard on one guy. I think they're both there. But
I can't pick against Aldo just because he's dominated for so long. So you know, someone's going to have to beat him to prove to me that he could beat him. But McGregor is the real deal. He proved that in his last fight.
Yeah, but he's lost a couple of fights, and this guy I'm talking about, Jose Aldo, has never lost at the weight. He lost at 155 and not at 145. But
right,
when you look,
and that was like when he was, 18 years old?
Yeah, and when you look at the size factor between these two guys, though, Conor McGregor is like a huge, huge man. In fact, I think Chael Sonnen said he was weighing like 170 13 days before the fight. Can he weigh that much?
I wouldn't. That sounds right to me. I mean, when he's around, I mean, I look at the guy and I think he's about, you know, 175 pound guy. Yeah, but Aldo is 170 pound guy himself. I mean, there's not really. McGregor is a little taller, but Aldo is more muscular. So I mean, they're both really big guys who have to deplete themselves greatly to make 145. I mean, that's a similar thing.
Okay, John Jones' back has been reinstated by the UFC, and I think that's sort of cool. I think they, of course, I didn't think it was really the PC thing to do to be smoking weed, driving down the Albuquerque streets, and then jumping out of a car and coming back and then leaving. He's the only guy that's been that pulled a hit and run twice at the same accident, right?
Yeah, because he ran, then he ran back, and then he ran again. yeah, that's right.
Had to get a little bit of that weed in there because he had weed in the car. Speaking of weed, Nick Diaz gets 5 years for having some traces of marijuana in the system, Anderson Silva gets less than a year for doing anabolic steroids. What's up with that?
Anderson got a year, but the thing with Nick is it was his third failure in the same state, and he's had problems with another state. Now, don't get me wrong. The 5 years was ridiculously long, and it looks like it's going to be overturned. They're actually meeting about it right now, and I'm thinking that he's going to be they're going to call it even, like at the end of the year, so it'll end up being like a 1 year thing or something like that. They'll probably have a settlement announced in the next month. But you know, the five year thing was ridiculously excessive given what the crime was. Yeah.
Well, I got to ask you: is marijuana is going on the ballot this week? I think in Ohio is going on the ballot next year in California. When this stuff is legal, are athletic commissions and people like that going to realize that it does have medicinal value? It's really not an advantage to a fighter. And after training, I got to tell you, Dave, I'm going to admit this on air, okay? After training and sparring and going through a crazy day, I enjoyed smoking some weed at night.
Okay, I can't answer that question. I think that they're probably going to. I think that it will probably be related to what the Olympics do, because right now the banned list in MMA is not identical, but when it comes to marijuana, it's the same standard as the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Olympics dumps it, I would think that the commissions, if WADA dumps it, I think the commissions will dump it. It's hard to get. I mean, there may be some commissions that dump it and some that don't, which I always hate with MMA, because I think that everything should be uniform. Because I'll give you an example. Nick Diaz had three tests that night, and in two of the tests he passed, and one he failed, and which was also very controversial. But in most states, all three would have been a failure. So it's because Nevada has a very high limit. I think it's one of the reasons they were so mad at him, is because Nick Diaz is really the reason that they changed the limit, because they didn't want to keep catching him. So they raised this limit to something where, in theory, you know, you're going to have smoked like, you know, within 24 hours of the fight, and he still failed one of the three tests, but he passed two of them. So that made everything really murky, and it was a really weird situation anyway. Because I really almost think, because of their laws and bylaws, and because the two tests failed, that they could have, you know, almost looked the other way. And I think that's what made it controversial. I think that if they'd suspended him for 1 year, everybody would have complained, but it wouldn't have been this outcry. When it was 5 years, people were going nuts, and justifiably so.
100,000 signatures that went to the president for some comment, but we'll see what he has to say. Dominic Cruz coming back to take on TJ Dillashaw, looking good in that one fight coming back, but how good are his legs?
We don't know, and even in that one fight, it was a 1 minute fight.
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't see him tested. We don't know. I mean, he looked phenomenal against a guy who's, you know, a good hanger on and a good fighter in Mizugaki. So I mean, he couldn't have looked better. But you know, whenever you see a guy win a 1 minute fight, that sure doesn't tell you what he's going to be like in a 5 round fight.
But Dave, he's 20-1, hasn't lost in a long, long time,
and he's a genius, and he can see things before anybody else. I mean, he's very gifted. If the problem is that with all these injuries, can he make the body do what his mind mentally he can beat TJ Dillashaw, but can he get the body to do what mentally he wants it to do as quick as he used to be able to get it to do it? That's the big question.
Okay, so if his legs weren't bad, he'd be in the same class as Aldo, right? With us betting on him until he loses.
I think so. He's phenomenal. I would say, you know, he would be in the same class as Aldo. But and the other thing is again, he hasn't had. I mean, he's had one fight in what's it been like 4 years?
Yeah, four,
three
years.
And a half years. Yep. I think it's four. It's 4 years. He's had one fight. So you know, you've got that ring rust factored in as well. So it's. You know, and even so, a lot of people think he's taking Dillashaw. And Dillashaw's great. You know, Dillashaw's not like a champion who's, you know, lucky to be champion in a weak weight class. Dillashaw's he is a quick fighter who's a great wrestler.
And boxing 101 is up his game. Speaking of Dillashaw, him and Team Alpha Male, all these TV specials, how they're making love to each other. And then in real life, they're like separate. He's with Team Elevation in Denver now, something like that, right?
Yeah, he left and it was...
bad blood. You know,
yeah, there's bad blood, and I think if Faber beats Frankie Saenz in December, and whether Dillashaw wins or not, I think that they'll probably put Faber against. Well, I think they'll put if Cruz loses, I think they may go with Faber and Cruz. If Dillashaw loses and Cruz defends against somebody else, I'm pretty sure they're going to go right to Faber and Dillashaw.
Uriah Faber, the best fighter in the UFC, not to win a title.
So many chances. If you're asking me the best fighter not to win a title in UFC, I say Chad Mendes.
Interesting. Chad Mendenhall, also
which is his teammate.
Also a team alpha male. What's the key to that what's the key to that the evolving of that team up there? I mean, did they add a new striking coach the last couple of years? Because they've upped their game.
Yeah, that was Dwayne Ludwig, and then he left. And now they've got Martin Campman. They've still done well. But, you know, yeah, I mean, there was no doubt that they all improved when Dwayne Ludwig was there, but there were just problems with Dwayne Ludwig. And also Dwayne Ludwig wanted to go back to Denver anyway. And his wife wanted to go back to Denver, and they're based in Sacramento, so it just didn't work out. But, yeah, everybody improved, and TJ won the title. And, everyone striking on that team, I think, improved during that year.
For Beast for Doom, have they got a site yet for his defense against the former champion, Cain Velasquez?
I believe they're going to go to a soccer stadium in Brazil in March, but it hasn't been officially announced, but that's certainly what I'm hearing. I forget the city, Porto Alegre, maybe? But the idea is a soccer stadium in Brazil, yeah.
And that's the way they think they should go, no doubt about it, get 40 or 50,000 people in there.
Right, and also have Anderson Silva fight on that show.
Interesting. Anderson Silva, of course, coming back after the suspension for the steroids, a one-year suspension. Now, for Beast from Doom and Cain Velasquez, I know Cain sort of disrespected the Mother Nature and his body and that kind of stuff, sort of went down there a little soft looking to Mexico, but... You know, he's going to fight Verdum now. Verdum has beaten his butt pretty good one time. Sort of tough to win the second fight when you lost the first fight.
But the same thing happened with Dos Santos. He was knocked out in the first round, and he came back and thrashed Dos Santos twice.
True, but that was a real quick ass kicking, Dave. You can sort of take those, but when you take prolonged beating, he took a beating in this fight.
He took a beating, and there's a difference. Like you said, in the Dos Santos fight, it was over and done.
Yeah.
He took a punch, and he was done. This one was the only fight he's ever had in his career where he was in trouble. You know what I mean? He was, like, in trouble for, you know, several minutes and then lost. So, and, you know, he couldn't get out of trouble. So it was a different experience. Now, he did, you know, it was the gas that did it. And that was from going, you know, again, like you said, he disrespected Mother Nature. He didn't go to Mexico early enough, and he paid the price.
Those taco trucks.
Yeah, he's going to have to. I'm not saying that he needed a wake up call because the guy trained hard. He just didn't train in the right altitude. But you know, for this rematch and everything like this, this guy, you know, Verdum's no joke. Even with the age that he is, you know, I mean, Verdum's almost 39. But Verdum's improved greatly. I don't know what it is about the heavyweights, but the whole heavyweight division, I mean, Cain's like the youngest guy, except for Dos Santos, in the entire division, and Stefan Struve was not really even a top contender. Cain's like the youngest guy, but Cain's got a lot of mileage on him in the sense that, you know, he's trained really, really hard, and he's had a lot of injuries.
Last question for you. Should Dos Santos ever fight again? Those beatings he took from Cain Velasquez the last two fights, I mean, I think that's enough to say hang the hats, man. Time to hang it up.
Well, he fought Stipe Miocic after those beatings, and he did not look the same to me, although he beat Miocic, who's a top guy, and he's going to fight Alistair Overeem December, 19th on the Fox show, December 19th.
Right.
So that'll be the real test. I mean, Overeem has looked better in his recent fights. If Dos Santos isn't at his best, he's going to get knocked out.
That main event, UFC on Fox, December 19th, of course, Rafael Dos Santos and Donald Cerrone in their rematch. Of course, that is for the world championship. Straight up, Dave Meltzer, I wish you the best. Say hello to your wife and your brother. We'll talk soon.
Okay, great. Awesome.
You are the greatest, man. When it comes to guests, folks, they don't get any better when it comes to MMA than that guy. And I love his time. He's been doing this with me for a long, long time. And straight up, he is the genius. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One segment to go, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess what? You are still a young man.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My boys harmonizing here. This is the Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They be coming to a town near you sometime. Who knows? Get to see some East Bay soul. Speaking of soul, Bellator 145 coming back this Friday. I'm talking November the 6th. Of course, that'll be live on Spike TV. And Patricio Pitbull, 24-2, vying for the featherweight title, 145 pounds, against Daniel Strauss. That's the main event. That's Bellator 145, Friday night, November the 6th. Straight up, of course, the World Series of Fighting come back November the 20th. They got an 8-man tournament going. And the UFC comes back, of course, with the Battle of the Testosterone Freaks. I'm talking about the steroid chiefs, the admitted chiefs, Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson. Both guys took steroid replacement therapy, testosterone replacement therapy. That's been ruled illegal now. They're going to get it on in the lounge of steroids, but they're supposed to be tested down there. Talk about Brazil. That's going on November the 7th, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. Vitor Belfort, Dan Henderson, number 3. That is Ring Talk live worldwide. Don't forget our schedule. Saturday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Straight up, we're live all over the place. Check us out, sportsbyline.com and rinktalk.com. And next time, thank you and thank my producer, Scott Cuddy.